We have a musical mystery to end this week's show. Now, you'll know that a typical marching band consists of brass, woodwind, and percussion instruments. Add some strings, and you've basically got an orchestra. But neither of these types of musical groups is likely to include the musical instrument featured in our next story.
It's known by many names, can cost thousands of dollars, and is often quite hard to obtain. But one proud owner wandered into the studio of reporter Sandy Hulsman, who has this report.
Since 2007, when David Griggs first heard someone playing this mysterious instrument on YouTube, he was desperate to have one. But the Swiss manufacturer didn't make it easy for a high school kid from St. Louis.
They require that you fly to Switzerland to pick one up, if they select you.
He wrote, begging for the chance to spend about $1,500, money he'd earned from part-time jobs, on a hung, a Swiss word for hand. After 8 months, the company, called Panart, replied.
We're taking a year and a half off. We can't give you a drum, sorry.
Griggs, who had played cello for a decade and percussion for 6 years, was dismayed.
But then I got a message from someone saying, you know, there's this guy in Missouri who's planning on making his own.
The guy's name was Kyle Cox, and by a stroke of good fortune, he lived in the same state as Griggs. Just a few days before he was to leave for college in Virginia, his instrument, which Cox called the Halo, arrived.
It is like a steel drum inside out. The steel drum is more of a bowl, and this is UFO-shaped. And instead of just a flat piece of metal, it's two pieces of metal forming a cavity. There's just a single hole, maybe 3-4 inches wide, to let the resonance out.
The instrument's maker gave him some very basic instructions on playing this pan drum.
Don't leave it in the heat. If it gets too hot and you play it, it'll go out of tune. If it gets too cold and you play it, it'll go out of tune. If you hit it with a hammer, it'll go out of tune. If you try to cook eggs inside of it, it will go out of tune. And have fun.
So he did. So far, Griggs has composed about 40 patterns or samples that he plays with his hands while holding the instrument in his lap.
These 8 notes around the edge are just divots, and there's what you call a tone field around those divots. And the thing is, if you hit outside of those tone fields, then all you get is steel. You just get... So, really, any place you hit this drum will make some sort of very interesting sound. But you can also drum with it. You can mess with the airflow out of the hole, kind of like one of those pottery drums.
Andrick says the instrument acts as a magnet, drawing people together.
It changes you a little bit. I noticed right at the beginning, after about maybe 10 to 15 minutes of playing it, I felt like a different person. I was very chilled out. I was very, very calm. I sat on the steps of the rotunda one time at about 1 a.m. A policeman walks up to me. I look at him and I say, you know, did somebody file the complaint or are you just curious? And he said, oh, I'm curious. And within 10 minutes, we're talking about his family, his kids, his favorite band. It just opens people up so fast. And that's what I love about this the most, is that it really connects people to other people.
Yeah.
Another of those drawn to the Halo was fellow student and rapper Bernard Hankins, who brings words to Griggs' spontaneous melodies.
I'm in the zone, on the microphone with the Halo. We gonna play slow, we gonna play fast.
It was definitely a divine moment, because I was downtown on the mall. I usually write, and it just wasn't happening. And I was like, this is so annoying. I came down here to write. Then I walk up the street, and I see him playing this drum, and I was like, there was a reason I was supposed to meet him, because this drum is amazing, and the sound itself opens you up.
Robotic, his style is hypnotic, and yet it stays melodic, going deep like aquatic. Like scuba gear, words coming through to your ears from your brain to your
Griggs brain. Says the sound has taken him to faraway places, like Russia, where he heard it was possible to buy a similar instrument.
I found a tour guide for myself, and we went out to St. Petersburg and took a train 2 hours north into the wilderness to Vyborg, where this guy lives, and out of his garage he just produces these beautiful instruments. He's now known as one of the top four. The SPB, named after St. Petersburg, the Halo in Missouri, the Swiss inventors with the Hung, and a man named Luis in Spain with Bell Art.
He adds that many more people are making this melodic drum on a small scale, and he's taken music and business courses hoping to get in on the action, with pan drums selling for up to $2,600 on eBay.